Thank you all very much.
Okay, thank you. We're getting a lot of approvals on this agenda, so it was definitely worth meeting today. Okay. Thank you very much. We're now going to move to item six, PR 2021-6008, preliminary final plat SD 2022-202. This is for Ricardo Chavez and Patricia Hoke at 214 and 216 Gold Avenue Southwest. They are represented by Arkenplan Land Use Consultants. Good morning, Mr. Archuleta.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Nice to have you here. Can you give us your name, firm, and address?
Yes, Derek Archuleta with Arkenplan Land Use Consultants, PO Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125, serving as agent.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Please go ahead and give us an update from last time we reviewed.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a continuation from last week's agenda. The case was deferred to this morning's meeting to address a DRB determination for the sidewalk along Gold Avenue. So we're here hopefully to complete this application. The request is centered around a 1.5-foot encroachment of an existing building onto the adjacent property. So the adjusted lot line is to remove that encroachment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item six on Gold Avenue Southwest? If you would raise your hand or speak up now. Seeing no one, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
So David Gutierrez, Water Authority, we have no objections. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code Enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. No comments and no objections.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. There is no objection to this.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Yiquan Jing, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Thanks, Yiquan.
Transportation.
No transportation. All comments have been addressed. No objection.
Thank you. And
planning.
Hey, Rudenbeck. I'll just note that a DRB determination to maintain the existing right-of-way width of Gold Avenue has been noted and with justification provided. So I don't believe we've got the DXF file and the application and project numbers added to the plat. So I don't believe we have any comments at this. There is one. Sorry. We need the DRB determination notes, I should say, to be added to the plat. Derek, did you add those? I didn't see them on there.
Madam Chair Jay, this is Derek. So you're asking for all three to be placed on this note, the alley, the sidewalk, and the right-of-way width?
Yes.
Okay, yes. That'll work. Thank you.
And this is Chair Wolfley. I just want to note for the record that the applicant did submit information for a determination for the sidewalk width as well. Actually, they were all very thoroughly done and very much appreciated for the thoroughness of those applications. And so all of those fall in the realm of determinations because they deal with existing conditions of property. And that's why they're determinations and not waivers. So with that, I think we just want to get those now all added to the plat so it's clear for our progenitors what we did here. So
what was accomplished? Yes.
What was accomplished? Okay. With that, let me ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Jing, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Stormy Ho, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the three determination notes to be added to the plat related to the right-of-way, alley, and sidewalk widths remaining as is. And that will be for, we'll do 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item six, PR 2021-6008, and application number SD 2022-202, preliminary final plat, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay.